Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with some important things to talk about today. But before we start, I have a public announcement that I'd like to bring up. The last 2 years, St. Andrew's Foundation has had a meeting at the Lake Elmo Inn, and they've talked about estate planning. Well, the foundation is sponsoring a new program this year, and it's going to be four parts. It's going to be October 11th at 6 p.m. It's free, of course. Four different people are going to speak, and you're able to take choice on two different ones that you want to hear. For the members of the church, Pastor Mike Carlson is going to talk about our future together, what's happening, the building, so forth. Dr. David Teede from the Luther Seminary, past president, is going to talk about unlocking the power of your legacy. Legacy planning. What do you want to do with the money that you don't feel you're going to need to live on? Very, very important. People question this all the time. Craig Erickson, an attorney, is going to talk about estate planning. And his title is going to be, You May Be Related to Prince. Not physically, but the mess you create. And that's very important. And then number four is going to be our old buddy Jim Chekowitz. Jim was on with us the radio for years, about every quarter, talking about the 10 most asked questions about Social Security. I have trouble reading things. I talk better without reading. You are able to choose two of those because we're going to run two sessions. If you're interested and want further information, give us a call give the foundation a call at 651-426-3261. 651-426-3261, and I'll give that phone number later. Now, Leanne, let's talk about some things that we have been running into lately. The one thing go ahead, Leanne.
No, I was just going to say, be sure you tell them exactly where we're going with this today.
Right. We're getting a lot of questions about things, certain things that are kind of funny questions, but they're important to people. One of the questions that comes up to me, and I know Leanne gets it all the time too, is why do you have to ask all these questions?
Why do you need so much information?
You know more about me than my family does when we get all done. It's not unusual to have 30, 40 pages that we have to fill out for an application. And that's what the first question is. So, Leanne, let's talk about investments. Why do people like you need so many questions answered?
Well, there's been a lot of things going on lately, and one of them is money laundering and hackers.
And that's very important.
And needless to say, when you get into the industry that I'm in, when we're dealing with investments, financial planning, there's a lot of very personal information that is required, because especially the money laundering situation. So when we're looking at setting up a program for an individual, these are some of the questions that we have to ask. Your age, your risk tolerance, in other words, what have you done in the past, how aggressive or conservative you need to be, which is called your goals and objectives, the type of investments you've invested in before, and your experience in investing, and how long you have invested. And then we get into the securities questions, your Social Security number. Actually, we are now required to even take a copy of your driver's license or something like that.
To make sure
sure that everything is available for the company that we're dealing with, and especially the money laundering side.
Leanne, Bob's got a question.
So if I went to the financial expert down the street from you guys, would they ask me these same questions? Or is the government requiring this of you, or are you just doing it from your own personal firm, your own business?
No, this is required all over now.
Even I have to ask these questions.
Because of the money laundering side.
So it's not just something, a personal preference from you. You guys are required to ask these questions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. I have an attorney as a retainer. Actually, I have him on retaining. And before, as a retainer, and before I could even set up the programs that I wanted to, I had to go to him and say, what am I required to put out now? What am I required to request? And it took us a good amount of time to actually sit down and work out the information that I had to require, his experiences that he felt had to be in there, all of that kind of stuff. It's required now because they want to be so careful that they keep everything very up and up, and we have the right people involved to get the right goals and objectives, and there's nothing back there that we're missing.
Yep.
So this is all the securities regulations that are coming down.
It's not that you're being nosy.
Maybe a little bit.
We're being nosy because we're required
Because you have to be, right.
Right.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Well, when you look at some of the, we have a new fiduciary rule out there that as a certified financial planner, I've always had the fiduciary rule. But now they've come down and they have to have this actually with the brokerage firms too, because they don't want the people to get involved in the wrong investments. They don't want them sold over the phone and not being appropriate for the individual. It has to be appropriate, and they have to watch very carefully about the money laundering thing.
And that's the same old phone calls we used to get all the time from New York or Chicago. I've got this hot investment. Mm. Get your checkbook out, Bob, because, you're going to make $1 million.
Yep.
You write me a check tomorrow, and I guarantee by next weekend you'll be spitting dollar signs. You can't do that anymore. That's all done.
Oh, interesting to know.
Now, in addition to what Leanne has to go through, when I do life insurance, and sometimes on some of the annuities, I've got to go the medical questions, and I've got to go the history of the medical. On top of all the background and the questions on finances and what have they done and where are they going with it. So this is not something we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to go back and do a file when I have somebody that I wrote 12, 15, 20 years ago and look at the application. It's 3 pages.
Yeah.
4 pages. Maybe 5 max. Now they're 25 to 50.
Oh, and I bet it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it'll get worse. Sure, it will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. So, okay, let's go on to something new, something else, Leanne.
Oh, wait. Can you guys give your phone numbers before we get
too
far?
Oh, sure. Let's give our phone numbers. Leanne, give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. And I want to give the other number for the foundation meeting on October 11th at 651-426-3261 and talk to Lori. Lori Goodroad.
And as I always say, if you're driving your vehicle right now and you can't write those phone numbers down, give us a call here at the radio station Monday through Friday, and we'll be able to hook you up.
Or you can call me, and I'll get that. I can get you a copy of the sessions and who to talk to. Call me at 436-3997. 436-3997. Okay, let's go on, Leanne.
Well, one of the things that has come up recently has been the Federal Reserve and the interest rates. I shouldn't say recently. It's been something there for quite a while now. What is the Fed going to do? Actually, the Fed is still sitting there, still waiting to be sure everything is going to be appropriate for the time they raise the rates. They still think maybe by the end of the year, the rate will probably go up. We as an economy have been doing well, but the Fed wants to be absolutely sure that it's the right time for them. So you've got to kind of stand back and just let them do their own thing and not so be so worried about when are they going to raise the interest rates. The big thing is, how are you as an individual invested? Are you diversified? What's going to happen if the Fed will make a change somewhere down the line and have a little bit of effect, but they're not going to be doing gigantic raises of interest rates. So just take your time. And don't worry so much about what the Fed is going to do.
Don't be paralyzed because you have great fear of what's going to happen. You may have to change some of your investments, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. That's why you're working with an investment advisor. Okay. Go ahead, Leanne.
Well, what I was going to say is you have to look at your age. You have to look, do you want income? Do you want growth? Do you want to be just in the U.S.? or you want more of a global aspect. If you're younger, you want more of a global aspect. But the big thing is you have to look at your time frame, and you have to look at your investments and consider the diversification and not just worry so much about what the Fed is doing. If they raise the interest rates a little bit, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something that they think they have to watch carefully, and they may raise them just a little bit, or they may just stand pat. But every time we see the Fed discussing they might raise the interest rate, the markets react because the markets don't like uncertainty. But then it settles down right away. So they will raise the interest rates at some point. When we don't know, just look at your own personal situation and your diversification. And I'm sure if you talk to your advisor, you'll do a good job.
Okay, another question I keep hearing from people who listen to the show is, why do I keep insisting, why does Garwin keep on insisting that disability income is more important than life insurance?
And that's a big question.
It's a big question. And there was a book put out before I went in the business 40-plus years ago by Solomon Huebner. And it was really talked about the living death, how devastating it is for a family, for the breadwinner, to come down with anything and not be able to support the family because it's more costly to the family to have that person alive as a consumer than have them die off and the family then can go on and build their own life without him or her. And it's called a living death. And it's amazing when I talk to people who have been disabled for 5, 10, 15, 20 years and they ran out of money. And then what do they do? It's young people, you have to have disability insurance. You have to have it. You have to have it because it is the one foundation, because you are a money-making machine, and without your ability to earn money, the family is devastated.
And you can get it to work and buy it with like a group plan, or you can buy it on an individual, and there's all different kinds of programs out there. It doesn't have to be the type of disability that goes on for years and years, even a short-term disability.
Even 3 to 5 year coverage would help in a disability.
Do you advise, though, getting it through work? Because if you switch jobs?
Because it's free.
Oh, okay.
But
then you might think you're covered and
might not have enough.
Might not back it up.
That's the problem. You don't have enough. People don't typically have enough. And then they find out that, oh, my, what am I going to do? So that's the thing. Typically, you can add more from the coverage that you get at work. And that's so very, very important.
But what if you think you have enough at work and then you want to switch jobs and since then have become uninsurable or something?
Well, it depends on if they have a group plan there, they'll take you.
Okay.
But if you want to start a new business, then you may not be able to get it.
Okay.
And I had that happen 25 years ago where two guys wanted to leave the company they were at, form a new company. But they didn't have enough people employed to buy group insurance, and they couldn't get it, and they had to stay where they were at.
Okay.
And so that's why I keep hounding about that, and I've seen it much.
Because disability insurance, if it's under a group plan, will generally not move forward with you to the new company.
I'm going to give that phone number again for the foundation meeting, and call me if you got a question. The number is 651-426-3261. Call and ask for Lori Goodrode. And thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for The Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.